What's the biggest cause by terror of the loss of Dutch lives in the last few years?
Well, we were lucky to not have the kind of attacks that, for instance, Germany, Belgium, France, even the United Kingdom with the London attacks had.
I was thinking about MH17.
Sorry, there?
I was thinking about MH17.
MH17, yes.
193 Dutch people die.
Yes.
They're entirely innocent. In a civilian airliner.
That's true.
Shot down.
Sure.
And the prime suspect is Putin's Russia.
Well, we have to see about that. I'm sure it has to be cleared, and I would not bet that Russian had nothing to do with that, but still, let's wait for the prosecutor who is working on it now to handle. But you could be right. I'm not ignoring that.
Russians say it's the Ukrainians. Either way, 193 people die, they're Dutch, and it has got nothing whatsoever to do with Muslims.
Very true. And we have to see and wait.
Because there are other dangers in the world, aren't there? There's North Korea, there's Putin's Russia, and there are Islamist extremists, Islamist fascists.
Unfortunately,
so aren't you a bit obsessed with just one element of the spectrum here, which is the Muslim spectrum, while ignoring perhaps Russian fascism?
I tell you, the more that we import Islam, and I'm not talking about all the people. I'm not saying once again that all the people are extremist people, but the ideology and freedom are incompatible. So we are facing an existential problem here. If we allow to open our borders, if we allow to ignore the problems that we are facing today, let alone later in the century with the demographic situation in Africa, we will cease to exist. Our values, our identity will not be taken away by the European Union only, but by the Islamization of our society. And that does not work. And I want it to be stopped. Point.